Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English and to learn something new about America and Europe. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Today, we're talking about likes and dislikes.
There are so many different ways to express your likes and dislikes in English. Marta, for example, tell us something that you like.
Oh, I like cats. Well, actually, I love cats. I adore kittens. And I'm nuts about big cats like tigers, lions, leopards, jaguars, and cougars.
Okay. We got it. You made it clear, darling.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just the cats drive me crazy, and I can't stop talking about them.
I know. You're addicted to cats.
Yeah.
And what do you like doing?
I enjoy traveling and going to concerts. The best thing for me is a special place, a place where I can enjoy my vacation and see a great concert at the same time.
That reminds me of your trip to Florida and the Bon Jovi concert in Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Or your trip to Madrid to see the train concert. What a great life you have.
Yep. Bon Jovi and Train are my favorite bands. I'm crazy about them.
You're right. They are amazing. Okay, so far we've used verbs and expressions like to adore, to be nuts about, to be crazy about, to enjoy, to be addicted to, your favorite, etc. Now, let's talk about dislikes instead.
I can't bear the cold. I can't put up with people who are always late.
Oh, I hate that.
And I'm fed up with TV commercials. And I hate bugs.
I'm with you on the bug thing. Wow, it seems that you know quite well what annoys you.
Yep.
Can you think of any other examples?
I can't stand the rain against my window.
Beautiful, right.
I'm sick and tired of always being sick and tired.
That's great. Songs are always a precious help in remembering useful expressions.
I totally agree with you.
Okay, then. In order to express your dislikes, you can use I can't stand, I can't bear, I can't put up with, I'm fed up with, I'm sick of, I'm tired of, it annoys me.
And now we have a very special guest talking about her likes and dislikes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brianna.
Hey everybody, I'm Bri, and I'm from Michigan. Okay, three things I like. I like to play soccer. It's definitely my favorite sport. I love scoring a goal for my team. I also like my phone. I don't think I could live without it. I would talk on it all day if I could. Another thing I like to do is travel. It's so nice to be able to get away. I went to Italy a couple years ago, and it was an absolutely amazing experience. Now, three things I don't like. I definitely do not like spiders. I'm scared to death of them. I'm not a big fan of homework either. I would much rather be outside, especially when it's nice out. I also can't stand when my parents are over-controlling. It's so annoying. I'm a teenager. Give me a break. Well, anyway, that's about it. It's been nice joining you guys in this episode of My American Friend. See ya!
Thank you, Brianna. It was nice to listen to a teenager from Michigan. And folks, that is another regional American accent to familiarize yourself with.
Thanks a lot, my dear Bri. Now, Cindy, it's your turn. Tell us something you like and something you don't.
Something I like. Well, I adore olives. I love flowers, any kind. I'm happiest when I'm being creative and constructive. I enjoy cooking any kind of food, especially if it's not American. I like a challenge. That's it. I'm a pretty simple gal. And you want to know my dislikes?
Yeah.
Well, I can't stand people who talk too much. Specifically, those without anything useful to say. You know, the ones that just want to hear the sound of their own voice. And currently, my neighbor's dog is driving me up the wall. I'm starting to think my neighbor's dog just likes to hear the sound of his own bark.
Okay, cool. Now we have another guest. I'm really happy about it. Her name is Nikki, and she's from Los Angeles, California.
Pay attention, everyone, because we're going to listen to another regional accent. awesome.
Yes, and what is more, by telling us what she likes and what she doesn't like, she will also give us some hints on everyday life in Los Angeles. Here she is.
Hello, everybody. My name's Nikki Tedesco, and I live in Los Angeles, California. I'm a bass player, singer, songwriter, and have a mixing and mastering studio called The Strands LA, along with Alex Guadagnoli. We also create music for movies and TV, and you can check out our website at thestrands.net or nikkitedesco.com. Okay, so three things I like or love. I love to play the bass. When the bass is in the pocket with drums and you're rocking and headbanging, it's just the best thing in life. I also teach rock band performance, vocals and bass at a music school, and I really like working with people and making their music come to life. I also love writing songs and lyrics and creating harmonies. It's so nice to sing with someone in perfect harmony. It's almost in a weird way, like chanting. Hiking. There's this place called Runyon Canyon that overlooks all of Hollywood. It's amazing, and it's a dog park. And it's funny because I call this trail the Trail of the Beautiful People. It's like they're all there. Everyone's a model or an actress, and they all have their cell phones, so it's a little on the funny side because they're exercising and talking on the phone. It's kind of weird. So, okay, three things I don't like. Hopefully I'm not whining and these are actually useful. So, strict drinking and driving laws. Some other states like Nevada and Texas are not so strict, but in California, you cannot drink and walk, basically. I mean, if I decide to be responsible and go out drinking, but I want to ride my bicycle home so that I don't drink and drive, in the law's eyes, it's the same as driving a car. They can still give you a DUI and arrest you. I mean, could you see me all up in my miniskirt and heels getting up on a bike? It's just not worth it. Just get a cab or a designated driver. Some things that cost too much in Los Angeles, like parking. You might pay $15 to $20 to park on a weekend night in Hollywood. It's insane. Also, cell phone charges. If someone calls you, it takes away your minutes, which means you pay for the call, and so does the person making the call to you. And taxes. I hate taxes, of course. But there's one cool thing that shows the city's value of art and culture. There's the Creative Activities Exemption, and this is for creative artists whose worldwide gross income is less than $300,000. It's a really cool perk for small businesses. And finally, I don't particularly like it when friends come over and get too drunk and accidentally bang my guitars against the furniture. I mean, come on, guys, put the axe down. Thanks, guys. It's been fun chatting. Bye.
That was absolutely fascinating.
Thank you very much, Nikki. It was great listening to your voice.
I love it when we have guests here at My American Friend.
Oh, so do I. Well, let me add one little thing for our listeners.
What is that?
You may have heard both I like playing tennis and I like to play tennis. So again, the same question, gerund or infinitive of our episode number 7. Hey, don't worry. It can be both. In Britain, they tend to use the gerund most of the time, while in America, the infinitive is more common.
This is great advice.
And even if it's not a strict rule in everyday conversation, you can consider, I like playing tennis when you state a general fact. And I like to play tennis with you. Why don't we play again next week? Stating something more specific.
Another good example could be, I hate interrupting my parents when they're talking. Versus, I hate to interrupt you, but we need to get going.
All right, that's all for now, right?
Right. Listeners, if you want to let us know about your likes and dislikes, contact us on Facebook, Twitter, Podomatic.com, Martenocenti.com, or iTunes.
And let me thank a few of you. Giada, Tania, Tatsuro, Luis Carlos, and Somaya.
And a big thanks to all those who click the I Want More button on Podomatic page. And thank you so much for all the nice reviews you've posted about our podcast on iTunes USA, Saudi Arabia, and Japan.
We'll be back very soon with new episodes.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.